Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
412 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price getting this day underway. It's already halfway through the week. I'm looking up here going, almost. Okay. Yeah. Well, you heard Tap the App is happening today until 5 o'clock. Go to News Radio Pensacola. That's the app. The registration page will pop up on you. Fill it out. Submit it. Austin picks the winner at 5:15 today.
Yes. And we're doing two tomorrow. That was the other thing I wanted to mention, because we obviously we're doing this stuff for the rest of the week, but we do have two on Wednesday. We didn't give away a pair of tickets Monday, so to make up for it, we'll give away a pair tomorrow. And once again, that is two pairs tomorrow. But the rules will be the exact same as Chris said just a moment ago. You will be able to enter into the contest every weekday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the News Radio Pensacola app, and then we will announce the winner at 5:15.
Okay, so we're looking forward to that. We're about an hour away from announcing the winner to the FSU East Texas A&M game Saturday. 11 a.m. kickoff, so play wisely. Good luck. Winners play on News Radio 92.3. I just thought I'd throw that one in there. Okay, let's go ahead and look at the three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Okay, UWF is considering removing references to sexual orientation or gender identity from its code of conduct. The move comes as interim president Manny Diaz Jr. shapes his administration and an apparent purge of anything or anyone connected to supporting DEI. The policy changes are scheduled for discussion at the upcoming UWF Board of Trustees meeting. That happens on September 18th.
Number two.
And traffic fatalities in Pensacola are soaring. Mayor D.C. Reeves reported 10 traffic-related deaths this year, making it the highest number of fatalities since 2021. Eight of these incidents involved speeding and six involved motorcycles. The city has also issued over 17,000 red light citations through newly installed traffic cameras.
Number three.
Well, tonight, the Century Town Council is going to review a proposed employment contract for Dave Merzen to serve as the town's full-time administrator. The agreement is for 2 years and outlines an annual salary of $112,000 with accompanying benefits. The council meeting scheduled 6:30 tonight, Century Town Hall, and, of course, it is open to the public.
All righty, just about 4:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this afternoon. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Don't have too much going on. We do have some on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. And also have a little bit on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Last major spot, though, this may be the worst looking spot of them all, is Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. That spot always giving us trouble in the afternoons. As for your weather, sitting at around 85 degrees, low of 71 tonight, sunny, mostly clear. That's how it's going to be in all the way into your weekend, but we're going to see the highs creep up as a result. While tomorrow's high is sitting at only 89, come Friday and Saturday, it's going to be sitting closer to 92.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
All right, have a serious talk with your children. That's the advice coming from Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons regarding a dangerous new online challenge that's been trending on TikTok. You know, Austin, you and I have talked about this.
Right.
Days ago. This is a kind of a local follow-up to the situation. We had given you a national perspective. But the door kick challenge has resulted in teenagers across the nation kicking strangers' doors, sometimes, you know, doing hundreds of dollars of property damage. Sheriff Chip Simmons has this to say.
Tell your kids this is not, it ain't cool, it's not safe, and it's criminal.
We don't want you to die.
You try to kick someone's door in, we're going to arrest you.
Yeah.
If you survive it.
Okay, Sheriff Simmons' advice is to stop anyone that is attempting to kick in your door, and in many cases, lethal force could be justified. And it was kind of haunting to hear his words saying, if they survive it.
Right.
It's pretty serious stuff.
Yeah, and when you and I talked about it a little while back, we were talking about how sometimes they do, some of these kids, they do this prank, and it's a matter of sometimes they wear like masks and stuff. It's like, how is someone supposed to know their home isn't being broken into when you break down their door?
You don't, and it's just absolutely frightening.
Yeah, and it's inexcusable. I mean, kids should know better than that. Also wanted to touch on this.
Really?
I knew better. Two Pensacola men have been indicted on federal charges for methamphetamine distribution. 39-year-old Ronald White and 33-year-old Darius Whistler charged with conspiracy to distribute and possess with intent to distribute 50 grams or more of meth and multiple counts of distribution of 50 grams or more of meth. White faces additional charges for possession of a firearm by a felon, and if convicted, both could face life prison sentences.
Here's your top state story this hour.
Okay, Ryan Ruth. You remember this is the guy accused of trying to kill President Trump last year at his Florida golf course. He was in court today for his final pretrial hearing before they do the jury selection next week. Dana Marie McNichol has more from Fort Pierce, Florida this afternoon.
Here's what we could expect for the beginning of next week's trial. Ryan Ruth will be in business attire after federal judge Eileen Cannon ordered the shackles be removed. Ruth is expected to face challenges as his trial moves forward. Judge Cannon has ruled that Ruth cannot access any classified information, citing risks to U.S. national security. Although Ruth dismissed his public defenders, Judge Cannon is requiring the attorneys to remain on standby for Ruth to help with any legal advice when needed. Now, court documents paint a picture of Ruth's bizarre antics before he attempted the assassination, but a motive remains unclear.
And Governor Ron DeSantis defending the state's removal of pride and other art-themed crosswalks, saying it is not a First Amendment issue. Speaking at an FDLE facility in Orlando this morning, DeSantis said, "You don't have a First Amendment right to commandeer someone else's property." He added that state law now prohibits markings on state crosswalks and roads for messaging purposes and that cities have been notified. The governor called the controversy an instructive civics lesson, insisting that the removals are about law and safety, not political speech.
All right. Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. It's Austin Price. I'm Chris Bryan. Austin, we talked about and had a pretty good discussion about this yesterday about the ramifications of students running on the field at FSU.
Yes.
Okay, it's out. FSU was slapped with a $50,000 fine after upsetting 8th-ranked Alabama 31-17 at Doak Campbell in Tallahassee Saturday. After the win, FSU fans rushed on the field to celebrate. Now, because of that, Seminoles were fined $50,000 by the ACC. FSU ranked number 17 in the AP poll, 14 in another one, right?
14th in the AP poll.
Okay, 14th in the AP.
Yeah, and we've actually got further details on that in our sports segment for this afternoon. But, as far as the stadium, like, oh, rushing the field, we've heard people complain about this, a.k.a. prudes. We've heard them complain about this for a while. We've heard about these fines being dished out. I think most universities have made it pretty clear they don't care. And especially when it comes to Florida State beating Alabama, I know that university doesn't care.
It's their insurance coverage that cares, Austin.
Yeah, you're right.
The people that have to write the check for the injuries.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good point. I don't care about their cares, though, as a fan. Just about 420 here. We'll take a quick break. Yeah, can you blame me? Just about 420 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
When you need any job done outdoors, you need Five Star Outdoor Services. They handle it all. Lawn care, landscaping, power washing, concrete, clearing, decks, privacy fencing, you name it, they can do it. With pride in their work and at a price that's right. Five Star Outdoor Services is a local company with your satisfaction their main goal. Dependable, reliable, and affordable. See for yourself. Google Five Star Outdoor Services or check them out on Facebook for all jobs outdoors. Five Star Outdoor Services.
Honey, that flu keeping you up? Did you take NyQuil Intense Flu?
Nah, I got this. Okay, I don't got this.
Yeah, you need NyQuil Intense Flu.
Undo your flu with NyQuil Intense Flu. NyQuil Intense Flu provides powerful relief of your flu symptoms so you can sleep.
You do got this.
NyQuil Intense Flu. The nighttime sniffling, aching, fever, best sleep with the flu, medicine. Use as directed, keep out of reach of children.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in Thursday at 10 a.m. and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. 11 to 2 before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'll return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, the Center for Strategic and International Studies recently held a discussion with Navy Vice Admiral Dan Shever concerning the future of naval aviation. I know there's a lot of folks out there listening to me today. Very interesting topic. Here it is. Kevin Urinsky has more.
Admiral Cheever says Navy forces are at their highest level of readiness in the last 10 to 15 years.
You can look at the globe right now with the carriers where they all are to see that we are ready and out there.
Cheever says the best news is the performance of the Navy's younger personnel, which is due to their ability to properly implement training.
Their ability to adjust and take that training to whatever they see and to think on the fly is one of the best things we have going.
The Admiral adds that as a result, his view on training now looks like this.
Make them expert, make them world class, show them what right looks like, and then get out of their way and let them lead and win.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Okay, it's what a great day in the market this afternoon. By the way, 424 News Radio 92.3, yeah, stocks ending down under the weight of pressure from the bond market. A lot of confusion. Hillary Barsky's in. Got the numbers for you.
Stocks kicking off the new trading month lower, but off-session lows led by tech sector declines and rising bond yields on renewed tariff concerns following a federal appeals court ruling that most of President Trump's levies are illegal. Shares of Kraft Heinz fell 6% after the packaged food company announced that it was splitting into two companies in a move that partially reverses the merger of Kraft and Heinz back in 2015. The Dow winners, McDonald's, Boeing, and Chevron. The Dow decliners, Nvidia, Goldman Sachs, and Sherwin Williams. The Dow falling 249 points, the Nasdaq down 176, S&P 500 down 45. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425 News Radio 92.3. The doctor is in, the doctor of weather meteorology. Austin Price is in here with a look at traffic as well. Nice day today, bud.
Absolutely. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. And yeah, it is a nice day on the roads and in the skies both. On the roads here, we do have a few issues. Blue Angel Parkway is starting to develop some backups if you are traveling northbound. This is going to be as you approach Softly Field Road. Also have some issues on Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Burgess Road and a little bit on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Your worst spot, though, is going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard, but that's not much of a surprise. As for your weather, 85 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear today and over the course of the rest of your work week into your weekend, but the highs are going to creep up as a result.
You know, during some of my earlier newscasts today, I was warning listeners for the UV rays. Make sure you take along the SPF.
Right.
Those rays are still cranking out there. Hey, good thing to talk about, especially here since it doesn't really apply. Tropical weather is of some concern this week in two oceans. Primarily, you're looking at the Pacific where the most action is going on.
Right.
Evan Brown has a report from Miami.
Hurricane Kiko has formed in the eastern Pacific Ocean. It is nowhere near any land masses at the moment, but its track appears to put it on a path close to Hawaii, but that would be beyond a week's time. Kiko is still about 1,800 miles away from Hawaii, and there are no watches or warnings posted. In the Atlantic Ocean, forecasters are watching a low-pressure area west of Cabo Verde off Africa that is becoming more organized and now has a high chance of becoming a cyclone. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And let me just update that when he's talking about a high percentage for a cyclone. 70% chance now that it will become a cyclone as of just a couple of hours ago.
My goodness. All right. And a U.S. district judge says President Trump violated federal law when he sent National Guard troops to L.A. in June. The president deployed the troops in response to protests against his immigration operations in the city. Judge Charles Breyer said that while individuals engaged in violence during the protests, there was no rebellion, nor was civilian law enforcement unable to respond to the protests and enforce the law.
Well, President Trump moving the headquarters of Space Command to Rocket City, Huntsville. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Huntsville, Alabama will host the headquarters of U.S. Space Command, President Trump says, reversing a decision by former President Biden that left the command in Colorado Springs.
Most importantly, this decision will help America defend and dominate the high frontier, as they call it.
Space Command is responsible for military satellite-based navigation and communications, as well as providing missile launch warnings.
In Huntsville, Space Com will play a key role in building the Golden Dome, as you know. That's going to be a big thing.
An Air Force study in 2021 identified Huntsville as the preferred location for Space Command. Then President Biden kept the headquarters in Colorado. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. has conducted a lethal strike on a drug vessel in the Southern Caribbean. In a post on X, Rubio said the drug vessel had departed from Venezuela and was being operated by a designated narco-terrorist organization. His post came just moments after President Trump had referenced the strike while speaking in the Oval Office. Trump said there were a lot of drugs on the boat.
Okay, speaking of the Trump administration, it is considering declaring a House emergency. Just what this is and how it's going to happen. Edward Lawrence following the story for us from the White House.
The lack of affordable housing is causing a discussion here in the White House. That discussion could lead to President Donald Trump announcing an emergency declaration, according to the Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, sometime maybe in the fall. Some of the discussions, what they're considering here is ways to lower closing costs. That's in the discussions. Also, changing the permitting and process to make it easier and more uniform across the country. Now, the director of the Federal Housing Finance Agency says that he sees massive headwinds with higher interest rates. He says the president is looking at what is available to him to make homes more affordable. Some market watchers say the median price of a home cannot be afforded by 75% of Americans, adding that home ownership gives them a sense of belonging to a community.
And the Secret Service's counter-sniper team is facing chronic understaffing. That's according to a report from the Department of Homeland Security Inspector General, which found that the team is staffed 73% below the level necessary to meet mission requirements.
30 minutes and counting. That's the deadline for you to register to win the FSU East Texas A&M tickets for Saturday's game. Tap the app is back on. And just go to News Radio Pensacola, fill out the registration page, submit it. Austin picks the winner at 5:15 this afternoon. Sports coming up at 5 on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is reacting to President Trump saying today he's committed to sending federal troops to Chicago. Pritzker says there's no need, citing crime statistics.
Murders are down by almost 50% in the last 4 years. Shootings are down 57%.
But 8 people were killed by gunfire this holiday weekend in Chicago, over 50 wounded. The U.S. carried out a strike on a ship carrying drugs in the Caribbean.
A boat that departed Venezuela laden with illegal drugs, President Trump said, was targeted by U.S. forces in the Caribbean.
And there's more where that came from. We have a lot of drugs pouring into our country, coming in for a long time.
While providing few other details, Secretary of State Marco Rubio described the strike as lethal and says the vessel was operated by a designated narco-terrorist organization.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. America's listening to Fox News.
Now,
This is Zach Elba, the Sports Minute, sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. The two biggest losers from week one of the college football season were Alabama and Texas. Thomas Castellanos talked big before the game, but was ultimately right. As of now, the Crimson Tide aren't feared anymore. And Texas saw Arch Manning look jittery, Sark made some awful decisions, and Ohio State secondary locked down the Longhorns wide receivers all day. It's only 1 week, but because of their failures, the pressure on Texas and Alabama only increased, and both must fix it ASAP. I'm Zach Gell.
For more than half a century, contractors and trade professionals have relied on WeatherGuard for heavy-duty truck and van storage equipment, not just to protect their tools, but to protect their professional reputations. Whether it's inside or outside of work vehicles, a WeatherGuard badge means pros can trust that their hard-earned name is in good hands. Since 1968 and every day since, WeatherGuard has been protecting anything it takes to build a professional reputation. WeatherGuard, established in 1968, proven every day. WeatherGuard.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State games in Tallahassee? Just download our News Radio Pensacola app. Then tap that app for your chance to win tickets to FSU home games Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. Tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, UWF is considering removing references to sexual orientation or gender identity from its code of conduct. The move comes as interim president Manny Diaz Jr. shapes his administration in an apparent purge of anything or anyone connected to supporting DEI. The policy changes are scheduled for discussion at the upcoming UWF Board of Trustees meeting, which will be taking place on September 18th.
Number two.
Traffic fatalities in Pensacola are increasing. Mayor Reeves reported 10 traffic-related deaths this year alone, making it the highest number of fatalities since 2021. 8 of these incidents involve speeding, 6 involve motorcycles. The city has also issued over 17,000 red light citations through newly installed traffic cameras.
Number three.
And tonight, the Century Town Council will review a proposed employment contract for Dave Merzen to serve as the town's full-time administrator. The agreement is for 2 years and outlines an annual salary of $112,000 with accompanying benefits. The council meeting is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. at Century Town Hall and, of course, is open to the public.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Scambia officials are requesting an FDOT safety audit on Sorrento Road. County motorists and residents of District 1 have been asking for these upgrades, gosh, for over 6 years or so. Significant potholes, speeding, and lack of adequate street lighting are problems encountered along Sorrento. District 1 Commissioner Steve Strasburger.
I've seen them do road work out here. I can't tell you how many times, closing the whole road off. And I don't know. It's like, what are they doing? Because there are potholes constantly.
Well, Strasburger says in June, two fatal crashes happened within a half mile of this, and it continues to be a real concern.
Just two lanes, and they're narrow. And then often cases, there's not much of an escape route. You can't get anywhere. You're on the road, and people are trying to avoid grazing deer, or somebody might be texting. There's just not a lot of room to escape an accident if somebody comes into your lane, and we're right next to each other.
Commissioners will request FDOT to conduct a safety audit of the road on Thursday. The Florida-Alabama Transportation Planning Organization already asked for the same. The request was submitted on August 13th.
All right, and nobody won the huge Powerball jackpot last night, but one ticket sold in Pensacola came close. Someone in Pensacola missed the prize by one number, but can still claim a $1 million prize. The ticket was sold at Greer's on Lillian Highway. The next drawing is tomorrow night. The lottery says the jackpot is the fifth largest in game history and the ninth largest lotto jackpot in the U.S.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Coach Bill Belichick back on the sidelines. After 1 year out of football, six-time Super Bowl champion head coach with the New England Patriots, Bill Belichick is a football coach again in charge of the University of North Carolina Tar Heels. A labor of love for the 73-year-old head coach. His first game last night, a Labor Day night blowout loss to TCU.
And it's intercepted. It's going to be a walk-in touchdown.
You know, anytime you give up two turnovers or touchdowns offensively, that's not good. We gave up several long plays on defense, you know, where they gained a lot of yards on one play.
And this is a rewarding run as Gavorian Barnes is out the gate, inside the 30, to the 10. Touchdown TCU, 75 yards and no flag.
There wasn't any one thing. It was a combination of multiple things. Too many three and outs, too many long plays on defense, and then two turnovers. Well, we had three turnovers, but two turnovers, touchdowns. You can't overcome that.
The voice of Bill Belichick, head coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels, who got waxed in Chapel Hill by TCU 48-14 on ESPN. Tar Heels scored a touchdown on the first series of the game, but then were outscored 48-7 the rest of the way. Tennis quarterfinals begin today at the U.S. Open. American Jessica Pegula plays Barbora Krejcikova in the day session. Tonight, American Taylor Fritz against Novak Djokovic, four-time U.S. Open champ, in the quarterfinals. Monday, 45-year-old Venus Williams with playing partner Layla Fernandez advanced to the quarterfinals of the doubles tournament. American Coco Gauff was eliminated in the fourth round Monday in straight sets by Naomi Osaka. Baseball, the Padres dropped 2.5 games behind the Dodgers for first place in the NL West when they lost to the Orioles last night, 4-3. San Diego lost reliever Jason Adam, who ruptured a tendon in his left quadriceps muscle. He had to be carted off the field. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
All right, and we heard some chatter about college football in that whole spiel, and I said earlier this hour that we would touch on this in our sports segment. The new AP poll top 25 came out, and without a doubt, the most notable shift was Florida State moving all the way up to 14th in the AP poll. If I'm not mistaken, they entered this last weekend with only 8 votes. They are now in the top 15. Bama has fallen out of the top 20, which is a lot further than I'd expect them to drop. And Chris, I told you this when we were off air earlier. I feel that this is the AP voters coming to the same realization as us, that any shred of Nick Saban is gone, and they are now judging Bama accordingly.
Yeah, I just, and believe me, we're FSU supporters, but I think the jump to 14 is a little premature.
Yeah, I think it's a testament to just how bad Bama looks.
Yeah, it could be, I'm just glad that LSU's at number three.
Yeah, and as you said, we are Florida State supporters, so we want them to stay as high as possible.
Absolutely. And speaking of Florida State, East Texas A&M kicking it off Saturday, 11 a.m. Tap the app.
Yeah.
News Radio Pensacola. All you got to do is go to the app, fill out the registration page. It's the first page that pops up. Just fill it out. Submit it. Austin picks the winner. 5:15 today. First pair of tickets going out on News Radio 92.3.
All righty. And wanted to touch on this as well. A superstar on the Dolphins is no longer a captain. Tyreek Hill was not voted as one of the team's six captains yesterday. The electric receiver admitted that he probably wouldn't retain the role after quitting on the Fins last year.
Well, one Formula driver is not going to be hitting the racetrack for his team next year. Yeah, we're going to Indy Racing here. Jared Max has more on News Radio 92.3.
Power is out. Not Penske material anymore. Formula One driver Will Power, who won two championships for Roger Penske's IndyCar racing team and the Indianapolis 500 in 2018, will not return to Team Penske for an 18th season next year. An official announcement was made Tuesday. It was expected and came 2 days after the season finale at Nashville Super Speedway. Will Power's contract expiring with Team Penske. Approaching his 45th birthday, Power faced questions all season about the possibility of getting replaced by 23-year-old driver David Malukas. In 17 seasons racing for Roger Penske, Will Power won 41 times. He is IndyCar's all-time pole winner with 71. Jared Max, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, very interesting health news this afternoon. Pediatric experts are warning AI chatbots packaged inside plush animal toys may harm child development. Some new stuff to pass on to your parents. Tom Rigotti has the report.
Companies market toys like Grok, Grem, and Rudy as screen-free playmates for toddlers. They're designed to bond with kids through voice and conversation. But instead of simply replacing screen time, child psychologists say they may replace something far more important: human connection for machine conversation, supplanting the role of parents and peers in emotional development. Pediatricians and psychologists say young children naturally form attachments. If those attachments shift to chatbots, kids may learn to trust machines more than people, undermining how kids build empathy, learn to question, and develop critical thinking. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And President Trump is calling for answers from drug makers amid turmoil at the CDC. Trump writes that many people think COVID medications are a miracle that saved millions of lives, but that others disagree. He adds that with the CDC being ripped apart over this question, he wants the answers now. The president fired the CDC director last week following reports she had clashed with HHS Secretary RFK Jr. over vaccines.
Okay, afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. September is National Child Obesity Awareness Month. Christian Goodwin has more on the story.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, obesity affects approximately 1 in 5 children and adolescents in the U.S., roughly 14.7 million between the ages of 2 and 19 years old. For children, obesity is defined as having a body mass index, or BMI, at or above the 95th percentile for age and sex. Health officials say, compared to children with healthy weight, children with obesity are at a higher risk for asthma, type 2 diabetes, and cardiovascular disease, noting, while there is no one solution, parents and caregivers can help set up lifelong healthy habits, including replacing sugary drinks such as soda with water, 100% juice, or plain low-fat milk, encouraging more physical activity as a family, and setting up consistent sleep routines. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
445, News Radio 92.3. Okay, here we go. Austin Price looking at that weather and local traffic together. Are we seeing backups on the 10 this afternoon?
I will tell you in just a second, but first, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Chris, looking at I-10 here, we do have some backups. If you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, it's looking about as bad as it usually does, though. Outside of that, I'm not seeing many issues on I-10 at this time, but we will keep an eye out for them. Also have some issues on Davis Highway. This is going to be if you are traveling eastbound, right as you are merging with Scenic in front of UWF's main entrance. Still got some issues there like we always do in the afternoons. And on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Last major spot is Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. As for your local weather, 85 degrees, going to be a low of 71 tonight. Got sunny, mostly clear for the rest of the week, with tonight's low being 71. Tomorrow's high going to be 89. And then over the course of the next few days, we're going to Tallahassee. The high get as big as 92.
Okay, a cold front bringing cooler temperatures and rainy weather to the northern and central U.S. Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean has more in this Fox weather forecast.
A strong cold front is bringing much colder air from Canada into the north central U.S. over the next few days. Temperatures will be upwards of 20 degrees below average. Along that front, showers and thunderstorms will pop up. We're also in for unsettled weather and storms for portions of the Tennessee Valley and the Mid-South. We've got a stalled frontal boundary bringing heavy rain and the potential for flooding for Texas and Florida. Summertime heat hangs on to the western U.S. and monsoonal showers and thunderstorms will return to the southwest this week. Fox Weather has all of your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
The Union for CDC Workers is calling for return to office mandates to be postponed. This is following an attack last month that left their offices riddled with bullet holes. Okay, if it's not the CDC and the COVID-19, it's bullet holes. They don't want to go to work, let me tell you. They want to do it from home. Here's Atlanta's Eric Mock from Fox 5 over there reporting.
According to an email sent out by the new CDC leadership, the agency will require all staffers to return to the office by September 15th. But these union leaders say the bullet holes and marks all over the building are still there and likely won't be fixed by the 15th, which they believe could be traumatic for workers having to sit near them. In that email to staff, newly appointed COO Linda Chapman said, quote, "We have made significant progress on repairs on the Roybal campus." She also wanted to say that anyone whose workspace is still damaged by bullets will be provided, quote, "alternative on-campus space." The union says they've made demands for better security measures, though, to help workers feel safe. But they claim the administration has not responded to those demands. Eric Mock, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. President Trump saying today he will ask the Supreme Court for an expedited ruling to overturn a decision that found most of his tariffs illegal. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit said on Friday that Trump does not have the authority to implement most of his tariffs. The appeals court delayed its ruling from taking effect until October 14th to allow the Trump administration time to ask the Supreme Court to take the case. Pepsi shares were up today after Elliott Investment Management took a big stake in the iconic company. Shares of Pepsi started the day up roughly 4% in morning trading before closing shy of 1.5% higher. Shares were down almost 2% this year before today's gain. On Wall Street, stocks were lower today with the three major averages losing anywhere from 0.5 to 0.8%. U.S. crude oil futures for October, however, gained 2.5% today below $66 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
448 News Radio 92.3 afternoon, everybody. Disney will be paying a hefty sum to the Federal Trade Commission. This is to settle a children's privacy lawsuit. Hillary Barsky has the details.
The entertainment giant will be forking over $10 million to settle allegations that the company allowed personal data to be collected from children who viewed kid-directed videos on YouTube without notifying parents or obtaining their consent, which is required by the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. The FTC complaint claims that Disney failed to designate certain YouTube videos as being made for children when it added them to the platform. As part of the settlement, Disney also will be required to implement a program to review whether videos posted to YouTube should be designated as made for kids. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And Uber is teaming up with Best Buy. The rideshare company announced a partnership on Tuesday, which aims to deliver things like headphones, gaming gear, small appliances, and more from the electronics chain. The service will be offered via Uber Eats with over 800 stores participating. It's the latest collaboration for Best Buy, as the retailer has also teamed up with DoorDash and Instacart within the last few years.
Here's a collaboration for you. How about it? Kraft and Heinz splitting. Jenny Casola has more.
Kraft Heinz is about to break up, splitting into two companies that will be named later. One business will produce sauces, spreads, and seasonings, including Heinz ketchup. The other will sell grocery staples, including Oscar Mayer, Kraft Singles, and Lunchables. The breakup unwinds most of the merger of Kraft and Heinz from 2015. Kraft Heinz has been changing its products and investing in more healthy brands as demand has cooled for Lunchables, Capri Sun, and mac and cheese. The company expects the split to happen in 2026. Ginny Cosella, Fox News.
And President Trump is confirming he may declare a national housing crisis. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent suggested during an interview that the administration may declare a national housing emergency in the fall as the real estate market struggles to reach stable ground. At the White House today, Trump told reporters it's too hard for people to get mortgages because of high interest rates.
Sunny temps in the 80s this afternoon. This is News Radio 92.3. U.S. businesses shifting their focus when it comes to selling luxury products. Lauren Simonetti reporting from NYC today.
Retailer strategies are shifting and high-end spenders are their target. Bank of America data shows spending among those earners saw 1.8% growth from last year, while there was no growth among lower-income households. Walmart has now added merchandise from high-end brands like Bose and started selling products like saunas. Dollar Tree bumped its base price on many items to $1.50 from $1.25, all while some luxury brands are struggling. One reason is they simply priced out a more discerning shopper. That has opened the door for more accessible luxury brands. American designers Coach and Ralph Lauren have seen their sales rise double digits this year. In New York, Lauren Simonetti, Fox Business.
All righty, 4:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather, along with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you to ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. I've now practiced law for over 44 years. I'm proud to say that my three sons are my law partners. We have five offices throughout the Panhandle: Pensacola, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, and Navarre. If you have been injured due to the negligence of another, call us at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Atlas Beverage Class, celebrate Rosh Hashanah at Jackson's, jazz at Jackson's, celebrating Nat King and Natalie Cole featuring Ellen Vinson and Jack Zosh, and Fall Harvest at Angelina's. Tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurant.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Dad!
Oh, come on!
This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the claim you see on social media that there's a high correlation between mass shootings and being transgender. Is that claim justified? What is a community land trust and what is Pensacola Habitat for Humanity doing to make housing affordable in the long run? Are liberals ruining their own agenda by the language they use? And Escambia's Sheriff Chip Simmons joins us. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
He sees his children jumping off the stations one by one.
4:55, News Radio 92.3, Ian Anderson, Jethro Tull. Nice song. Brings back the early 70s to me. You know, it's like good memories.
Same here, man.
You're right. Okay, Austin Price, the big liar, liar, teller, you on fire. Your whole nose, your nose is really extending there today. But Austin takes a look at the weather and the local traffic together. For those two items, he will be telling the truth.
Yes, I will. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Compassion International. Thousands of kids in poverty have waited over a year for a sponsor. You can end their wait today. Become a Compassion sponsor. Just text radio to 833-9. 93. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Still got some pretty severe backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway. Traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Also got several issues in Pensacola now. At the intersection of Pine Forest Road and Nine Mile Road. Got some issues there. Same with Palafox Street. Traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. And on Highway 29. Traveling northbound passing Nine Mile. Last two major spots are going to be I-10. Traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. And Davis Highway. If you are traveling eastbound right as you're merging with Scenic in front of UWF's main entrance, got some issues there still. As for your weather, 85 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Going to be sunny, mostly clear, just like it was today for the next several days heading into your weekend, but the highs are going to start creeping back up. Come Saturday, we're going to be sitting at a high of around 92.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Well, Austin, today is a very, very important day. It marks the U.S. victory over Japan, ending World War II. Jared Halpern is at the White House filing this report.
On September 2, 1945, aboard the USS Missouri in Tokyo Bay, Imperial Japan's foreign minister and army chief each signed the instrument of surrender, officially bringing to end World War II. The day is now marked in the United States as VJ Day, or Victory Over Japan Day. The United Kingdom celebrates VJ Day on August 15th. That's the day Japan's emperor announced his agreement to a surrender ultimatum from the Allies. Earlier that month, the U.S. dropped atomic bombs on the Japanese cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
All right, and also on the pop culture scene here, shakeups continuing with the cast of Saturday Night Live. Additional changes include Ben Marshall being upped to featured cast alongside Veronica Slowakowska, Jeremy Culhane, Cam Patterson, and Tommy Brennan. The roster refresh at SNL follows the departure of Heidi Gardner after 8 seasons, Michael Longfellow and Devin Walker after 3 seasons each, and Emil Joachim after 1 season.
Okay, Jason Aldean is opening up about his breakdown following that mass shooting out in Vegas in 2017. I remember covering this. Mm-hmm. It was absolutely horrible. Michelle Polino has more on the story.
Jason Aldean spoke out about breaking down on the Armchair Expert podcast with Dax Shepard. Aldean recalled being on stage at the Route 91 Harvest Festival when a gunman opened fire, killing 60 and injuring more than 800. Aldean said he finally let the weight of the event hit him after his son was born. 2 months later, he said, I ended up having a moment at my house where I kind of broke down thinking about just all the people that I could have lost, all the people that we did lose as far as fans. Despite his struggles, Aldean never went to therapy, saying that he thinks he's just too Southern. Although he added, here's the ironic thing. We funded a ton of therapy for all the crews and everybody else. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
How can you be too Southern?
I don't know.
I'd like to know about that one.
And Taylor Swift's The Life of a Showgirl album already breaking Spotify records ahead of its release. On Sunday, the superstar's upcoming album became the most pre-saved album countdown page in the platform's history. Swift broke her own record, which was previously held by her 2024 album, The Tortured Poets Department.
All right, McDonald's trying to win back customers turned off by those high fast food prices, and they might want to work at making the food items appear as they are in the picture, because when you see the picture, it's not the same thing you're getting. Chris Foster has more.
Next Monday, McDonald's is bringing back its extra value meals, discontinued in 2019, charging 15% less than the price of the items individually. It's 8 different entrees with hash browns and a small coffee for breakfast, medium fries, and a drink other times. Prices vary by location, with an extra promotion to start, $8 Big Mac meals and a $5 sausage McMuffin meal in most of the country. The change comes after a second quarter of the year with a double-digit drop in visits by lower-income customers. McDonald's says the average price of its menu items rose 40% between 2019 and last year to account for a 40% increase in the cost of labor, packaging, and food. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Okay, if you want to invest in your financial future, Powerball, $1.3 billion, drawing tomorrow night. Play wisely, good luck. Coming back in 12 minutes, News Radio 92.3.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.